Yep, old Trailblazer rides forth again this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. So come on, Dan. Let's get on down the road now. It'll soon be time for services down to old Bethel Church this morning. So let's get a-getting. You know, riding along here this morning, I was just a-thinking. Yes, just a-thinking about that WMS president down there at Bethel Church. She sure is some rebellious old gal, I must say. I do not know if she'll stay hitched or not. She has ruled that church for many a year and told the preachers what to do. Yes, she has. She also rules her own family, I understand. Her husband is some henpecked man. My, my. When she cries frog, boy, he hops. So the henpecked husband and the old hen are both on the road to hell. If she leaves, he'll go with her, crying, well, you know, they've mistreated my wife. Well, so come on, Dan, let's get her getting now. Boy, I'm raring to preach this morning. Down there, we'll see what we see. Yes, when anyone turns the truth of the sinner's salvation down, they always leave crying that they've been mistreated. This is self-pity, self-humiliation. They only want folks to sympathize with them. They are sorry they got caught. They become the most bitter enemies the gospel ever had. No, I do not believe old Mrs. Jones will continue to endure the truth. She'll run off like a cottontail to the broom sage. I want her to be comforted according to 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. Yes, she will. Well, here we are, Dan, back at old Bethel Church this morning. Whoa, whoa there, Dan. Now, you stand still, and I'll tell you. And I walk on over here to the church this morning, Monday morning. Yes, sirree, Bob. Yes? Listen. Good morning. Good morning, folks. Glad to be with you again this morning, Monday morning. Yes, right here on the job with another message from the Book of Romans. Get your Bibles if you have them there handy. And let's open to the latter part of the first chapter of Romans. And we'll go ahead and finish that and go into that second chapter maybe this morning. Is it well with your soul? Is it, my friend? Is it well with your soul? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Are you hid in Him? Well, you know, as we've studied this first chapter, we see the total depravity of the human heart, the total depravity of the natural man. Well, let's look at that 28th verse as a way of introduction this morning. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. God giving a sinner over to a reprobate mind. Well, the reprobate mind is an unbelieving mind, a mind that set aside the truth of God's Word. And they've gone a step further. Not only have they set aside God's Word and the truth of it and the truth about themselves, just like some of you folks here are trying to do and will do if God turns you loose. And some of you folks out there will do if God turns you loose. But you will convince yourself as you turn away from the truth that you are right and that this preacher and God's Word is wrong and that somehow or another you'll get to heaven anyway. But listen, when you turn away from the truth of God's Word, listen to that 29th verse, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without natural affection, love everything else except your husband or your family or your wife. Covenant breakers without natural affection. Yes, with no understanding, without natural affection. Implacable, unmerciful. A person who's turned the truth of God's Word down is one of the most cruel individuals whoever has lived. Preacher or anyone else. That's right. Now that's what's in the human heart. What I've been saying there is what's in the human heart, and it'll come out. All right? Who? Go back to 29th verse. Being filled with all unrighteousness and so on. Who? The ones he's been talking about there. Knowing the judgment of God. Now he says, these know the judgment of God. It's written upon their hearts. That they which commit such things are worthy of death. You know that. Not only do the same, but I want you to look at something else here. But have pleasure in them that do them. They not only do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. Let me tell you something, friend. We've never lived in a day. We never have. I don't believe. Religiously speaking, when sin is taken so lightly, sin is laughed at. You let a man go. We're faced in the last days here. A murder. Every day you face that thing. And yet men will laugh in the face of it. As if they can get by with what he was caught with a double-barreled shotgun. Brother, you can't do it. You can't get by with it. You can't get by with sin. Sin will either be cleansed or punished. You can't get by with it. Now, my friends, not only do the same, but have pleasure, take delight, laugh at, a joke about sin. You find that where you turn. It makes my blood literally turn cold to think about as we see men joking about sin and yet under the judgment of God. Under the judgment of God. Oh, I don't believe God. I believe God's a merciful God. I don't believe God will punish a person in hell forever. Well, you've been bombarding me for the last days with your tracts and your hellish literature about no hell, because God's getting under your rhinoceros hide, and he's getting under some of your hides here, Yes, he is. All right. Oh, I don't believe that us person will be brought before the judgment bar of God. You got another thought coming, bud. All right, you listen. Therefore, in that second chapter, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judges. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest does the same things. But we are sure, listen here, listen, hold your seat a minute, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. Now, brother, in the court chair, you may bring in witnesses and warp and twist their testimony, and you may get by, but, brother, at the judgment bar of God, you'll be judged according to truth. I want to call your attention this morning just to some things right in this second chapter about the judgment of God. You'll be judged according to truth and according to facts. Brother, there's two records of your life kept. One is kept on the wall of the memory of your conscience. It's there. Every deed, every act, every word, every thought, every imagination is recorded on the memory of the walls of your conscience, never to be erased in life or in death. And then there's another record kept in heaven that's exact. And brother, when you're brought before the judgment bar of God, you're going to be judged according to the truth of what's written there, according to the facts. It's recorded on the memory of the walls of your conscience, and that'll tally with the record that's kept in heaven against your life, every bit of it. You want to face it? Are you willing to face your life? You better face it here with Christ and be forgiven and your sins cleansed and washed away and pardoned from the guilt of it and the penalty of it than to go out to meet God. Then again, listen to that third verse. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Now that question is asked in that, no, you won't escape the judgment of God. You will not. Every man will be brought to judgment and judged according to the deeds done in the body. All right, then let's skip on down to the sixth verse. Who will render to every man according to his deeds? God will render justice to every man according to his deeds. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. To every man, all right? Then look at that 11th verse. Romans 2:11, for there is no respect of persons with God. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're down in the gutter, or whether you're yonder on the throne, whether you're a millionaire or a pauper, whether you're a learned professor, whether you're an ignoramus, there's no respect of persons with God. No, they're not. It doesn't matter whether you're white or black, or whether you're a Gentile or a Jew, or whether you are this or that or the other. And then look at that 16th verse. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, judge the secrets of men. My God, man, are you willing and ready to be brought out and all the secrets of your heart judged before God? Turn to him now. Turn to Christ now for mercy, that your sins may be forgiven, they may be cleansed, that you may be cleansed from all unrighteousness. Sin must be punished or cleansed, one of the two. Now, which will it be? Let's come confessing and laying there. Well, until tomorrow, we'll have to be writing. Well, come on, Dan. Come on, Dan. Bless your heart. It's no easy task to blaze the path to the hearts of sinners. Let's get on down the road now. I'll get to our next appointment.
Thank you for listening to a special Old Trailblazer broadcast recorded by Pastor L. R. Shelton. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, please call the church office at 225-664-8658. That's 225-664-8658. Or you may write Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. That's Radio Missions, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785.